Thank you and good morning. A detective from the Eureka Police Department's POP team contacted six people who were standing behind the vacant Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway on Wednesday afternoon. The detective noticed that someone had made forced entry into one of the rooms, and other officers were called to the scene. Four of the people contacted were eventually arrested after some 9 grams of methamphetamine and a stolen bicycle were found. Officers booked Anthony Armstrong, Lindsay Idler, Phoenicia Case, and Jordan Cardoza on a variety of charges, including outstanding warrants and possession. The bike was quickly identified by the owner, and it was confirmed to have been stolen out of Arcata and returned to its rightful owner. The County Department of Health and Human Services sent out an alert to residents that a company that makes spices that are sold in 5 local stores has ordered a voluntary recall of one of their products due to concerns over salmonella contamination. The products are sold under the Frontier, Simply Organic, and the Whole Foods Market brand, and the recall affects Frontier Organic's garlic powder. Residents are encouraged to check their cupboards, and if they have any Frontier products, to dispose of them or return them to the store where they purchased them. Local, state, and federal lawmakers from across the political spectrum have been fighting for a resumption of funding for the Secure Rural Schools Act, and on Thursday, the House of Representatives passed a package of bills that does just that. The program was started in 2000, and the funding comes from the United States Forest Service. The money is distributed to rural counties that are home to national forest lands, lands that cannot be taxed locally. The resumption of funding means just under $900,000 for Humboldt County, $3.1 million for Trinity County, and $1.2 million for Del Norte County. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with Peter DeFazio in Southern Oregon and Washington representatives from both parties, were behind the push to get the funding reinstated. Huffman said on Thursday that the Secure Rural Schools funding is vital to local counties and schools to help provide basic services. A bill that would allow residents of California who are suffering from a terminal illness to end their own lives has passed out of the State Senate Health Committee and now heads to the Judicial Committee. The bill's sponsor, Senator Bill Monning of Carmel, said he's encouraged at the progress so far.
We're very pleased with the bill gaining sufficient votes to clear the Senate Health Committee. It will now go to Senate Judiciary Committee, where we will further discuss fine-tuning language, addressing legal concerns, legal issues. We think there was a full and respectful hearing, both for proponents and opponents. We think the vote is consistent with the will of the people of California.
Monning provided some additional details on who the End of Life Option Act would affect.
The very basic fundamental components of SB 128, only a patient with a terminal illness less than 6 months to live who's found by 2 separate doctors to have the mental capacity to make an informed decision.
Senate Bill 128 is modeled on a current Oregon law and can be used only by legal residents of California. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The loss of the historic landmark Star Hotel has left a big hole in downtown Fortuna, not just because it was the loss of a building, but also because of the hit to the local economy and the fact that there remains a big pile of debris that is an eyesore. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario said that a recent meeting to discuss the future plans for the property, the first step, which is to clear the debris, was attended by nearly 30 people, from the owners to local and state officials to city staff, and that the process can't be hurried.
And what I've kind of been telling people is to kind of slow down and not be in such a hurry to get it demoed and get it cleared, because, you know, they're going to obviously need to start working concurrently on a development plan, or what is it that they're going to replace the old Star Hotel with? And nobody really knows yet. That's a big question. And what kind of design, what's the layout going to be?
Candelario said the property is a key to both the short-term and long-term economic development for the city, although final plans for what any new building will look like are a ways off.
There's going to be plenty of time while they're deciding what to do with that parcel. But yes, we do want to get it back to where it's safe again and the fences are down and people can walk the area and not have a big eyesore sitting there. So we do want to get it down and get it out of the way. But, you know, I want to make sure and hope that all of these people that are involved with it do it right and we don't have any issues later.
Candelario said that it may be hard to see that eyesore every day, but just think how hard it is for the property owners, who have lost a historical landmark. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.